The Tale of Sea Turtle and Seal.
In the vast ocean where the coral reefs swayed gently in the current, lived a wise old sea turtle named Finley. Finley was known for his wisdom and kindness to all creatures that dwelled within the waters. He spent his days swimming through the waves, sharing tales with the fish, and providing advice to those who sought it. One sunny day, as Finley swam near the seashore, he met a seal named Seymour. Seymour was a bit of a troublemaker, always playing pranks on his fellow sea creatures and causing mischief wherever he went. He loved nothing more than to swim circles around unsuspecting fish, laughing as they darted about in confusion.
Finley watched Seymour's antics with a mixture of amusement and concern. "Seymour, my young friend," Finley said, "your pranks may bring you temporary joy, but do they truly make your heart happy?"
Seymour snorted, his flippers waving dismissively. "Why not? It's all in good fun. Besides, everyone else is so serious all the time. I like to shake things up."
Finley nodded sympathetically. "I understand that sometimes a bit of chaos can be exciting, but have you ever considered how your actions might affect others?"
Seymour scoffed. "Who cares? They're just fish. They'll swim away if they don't like it."
Finley sighed, knowing that Seymour's words were as shallow as the ocean surface on a calm day. He decided to teach Seymour a lesson. The next day, Finley invited Seymour to join him in exploring the coral reef. As they swam through the vibrant sea fans and schools of sparkling fish, Seymour began to tire of Finley's tales and the slow pace of their journey.
"Finley, I need some excitement. Can't we just play a game or something?"
Finley smiled mischievously. "Ah, but that would require me to set off in one direction while you swim in another. We'll just follow each other. For now."
Seymour laughed and took off after Finley, darting through the reef with reckless abandon. But as he chased his friend, Seymour failed to notice a massive net hidden beneath the surface. The net suddenly snared him, holding fast.
Finley swam up beside Seymour, concern etched on his wise face. "Oh no, Seymour, look what you've done."
"Boo," Seymour struggled against the net, but it only seemed to tighten its grip. He realized too late that his love of pranks and mischief had put him in danger.
Meanwhile, a nearby school of fish swam by, their scales shimmering with concern for Finley's friend. They quickly came up with a plan. One of the fish, an old sea turtle named Krusty, began to sing a gentle song.
"Calm down, dear Seymour, don't you fret. We'll help your friend release you from that net.
Just stay still and trust in our aid,
for together we'll see you safely displayed."
As Krusty sang, a group of brave fish swam up to the surface and began to tug at the net. With all their combined strength, they managed to pull Seymour free. Exhausted but grateful, Seymour thanked Finley, Krusty, and his new friends for saving him from the net's deadly grasp.
"I was so blinded by my own playfulness," he admitted, tears welling up in his eyes. "I never thought about how my actions might affect others."
Finley wrapped a reassuring fin around Seymour's neck.
"Ah, my young friend, wisdom comes with age and experience. I'm glad you've learned this valuable lesson today."
As the sun began to set on the ocean, Finley and Seymour returned to their usual swimming grounds. From that day forward, Seymour vowed to use his pranks more thoughtfully, considering how they might impact those around him.
The moral of the story is clear. Our actions have consequences, not only for ourselves, but also for those we share our world with. Just as Finley and Krusty worked together to free Seymour from the net, so too can we learn to consider the effects of our own behaviors on others. From that day on, Seymour continued to explore the ocean with a newfound appreciation for his friends and the delicate balance of their underwater community. He learned that sometimes it's better to be kind, gentle, and wise, rather than reckless and mischievous.
As the sea creatures settled in for the night, Finley smiled at the stars twinkling above. "Ah, Seymour has learned a valuable lesson indeed," he whispered to himself. And with that, the wise old sea turtle slipped into the ocean's depths, leaving behind a trail of kindness and understanding that would ripple out across the waves.
The end.
This story aims to convey the importance of empathy and consideration in our actions, while also promoting positive behaviors such as kindness, cooperation, and self-awareness. By using a friendly sea turtle as a mentor figure, the tale encourages children to think about how their choices might affect others and to strive for wisdom and understanding in their interactions with the world around them.